Hello, welcome to
Sock Off.
Just a new character. Not a character.
The new character is Pepe Le
Sock Off. Sock Off.
The best fuck off in the entire show happens this episode.
Yes, I know exactly which one you're talking about, and
okay,
it's not
great.
Logan.
No.
It's so good.
Oh my god, same brain.
Okay, what is the title of this one again? I didn't write it down.
Prenuptial.
Okay.
Prenuptial,
yeah,
makes
prenuptial?
Sense.
Makes
Something
sense.
Like that. Yeah, I know.
No title suggestions this time for you guys. I
learned from last.
I'm not gonna
week.
Try and do that again. let's see. It starts with. God, I really didn't take any notes. I wrote, Bernie is pissed at Logan.
Well, that is true, but I think the episode starts off with people arriving to where Shiv and Tom are going to get married.
Yeah, immediate. Okay, sorry. I'm just immediate Tom L. This whole episode is a massive Tom L.
Yeah, he's not doing great,
Let's
my
just
friends.
Say that right off the bat. It literally starts with his family on this, like, coach bus, and they can't get through the tunnel even though it clearly fits, and so they have to walk.
Yeah.
Which has a great moment. First of all, the Fly Guys are back. Fly Guys, get off
the... Matt Jonas, Fly
yeah,
Guys!
Fly Guys! which, Cookie asked this, and I was wondering the same thing. Are they, like, from this fraternity or something?
I know they're from Minnesota. I don't think it's ever revealed how they're friends. And if
Why
so,
the Fly Guys?
Well, because they fly everywhere together. They have a Fly Guy code. You can't
break
the Fly Guy code.
Yeah. When they don't get into Prague, he's like, that's the Fly Guy code. So yeah, and there's a great moment where Tom is like, we'll get someone to get your bags, and he like starts to maybe grab one of the bags to carry, and he's like taps it and walks away. It's like he's not gonna carry that bag.
And he's like, I hope you're happy, Charlotte. My mother is dying of thirst and I'm carrying a bag.
Yeah.
On the eve of my wedding.
Yeah.
And I'm the groom.
God, it's pathetic. But anyways, that's how it starts.
God damn it. Last episode, I forgot to say the best line that Tom ever said.
I can cut that into the last
one. Buckle up, fucklehead.
Yes. Okay, we breezed past that. That
we
was like.
Breezed past buckle
it's
up,
like
fucklehead.
It's the line, to be honest.
So we don't have to cut that in the last episode. I'm just saying, fuck. I'm so sad I forgot to say
buckle
it.
Up, fucklehead.
Buckle up, fucklehead.
Key
it's time
line.
For prenuptials.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's so good. When Roman shows up to this wedding with Tabitha and he, to the groom's wedding that she blew in the last episode. Phenomenal.
So
phenomenal.
Good. Just because he's bored. Just because he's Roman.
And also it establishes that he has like a clear connection to this woman at the party.
They get along.
Such a perverted look though. Like he's like basically masturbating in the club while he's like watching her. And
Yeah,
they end up together. They're at the wedding together.
Tale is all this time.
Caroline Collingwood shows up.
Oh, the introduction of what I think is actually my favorite character on the show, which is their horrible, spiteful, cruel, wicked bitch of a mother. She could not be any better played.
Right.
It's so, like, she's so well written from the start. Her and Connor are, like, some of the most established characters from just, like, their introduction.
Yes, yes.
Every fucking word out of this woman's mouth is just...
How long do you give it?
Or, oh, it's so clever how your parents are telling everyone they paid for the wine.
Yeah.
Girl. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Saying what was on all our minds, to be honest.
Oh,
that's
right.
The thing about her that I like is that she speaks what we're all thinking. Like, truly, I'm like, shut the fuck up about the wine. And also, yeah, it's not going to... When she was like, yeah, I think it'll last forever. It'll feel like forever. And I'm like, oh, my God.
She's so evil.
Perfect.
And I love her.
Perfect.
God.
So she's just sprinkled throughout the episode.
She is. And she, like... Okay, so I know this is a whole thing that we probably should talk about.
Yeah.
Logan's not going to go to wedding. He is going to go.
Right.
Blah, blah,
right.
blah. She hears Caroline Collingwood, Shiv's mother, is like, oh, Logan's going to come? Well, that's a relief. You're only going to be the second most important person at your wedding. Takes the pressure off.
You have these lines down word for... I wish I had that memory.
They're just burned into my brain. I remember nothing else in the episode. I just remember this horror being like so evil.
Greg
every
shows up.
Single
She's
second.
Like, Greg the egg. And he's like... Yes.
Reveals he has a gay dad.
That's a big moment that I wanted to bring. It's not that important,
we'll
but I was like,
sexuality.
Okay, Greg, gay dad.
gay dad, Greg.
Greg
homosexual
egg.
Dad egg.
Yeah. All I just said was Greg's gay dad.
I literally wrote Greg's got a gay dad.
Yeah.
Why are we like this? We shouldn't have this podcast.
Skipping ahead, some other moments. Roman, when I forget when it was, when Kendall shows up, he like barks at him or something. Immediate callback to the dog. Kendall and Stewie talking over the deal in this Irish pub or
yes.
Yeah.
I actually talked 0% about the hostile takeover last episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is dumb because they revealed a lot of information about it.
Yeah, but it like gets into full effect here, so now's a good time to,
sure,
you know.
The reason why Sandy and Stewie are joined, Sandy says, is that he has a shell company on Stewie's private equity fund.
He's already in on Waystar.
Yeah, well, what, yeah.
Yeah.
Private equity fund being something that's like a vehicle for people to just put money into. Okay. Like, if you're a guy with a lot of money,
yeah,
like Sandy, and you know a guy like Stewie who's really good at investing money and making money.
Yeah.
A private equity fund is just like a bunch of dudes throwing money into a pool and saying like, Stewie, make us more money.
Okay.
And he's like, okay. So Sandy has a shell company that's in the private equity fund. So basically like, Sandy has just given Stewie a lot of money.
Okay.
And so whenever Stewie makes a decision, it's for Sandy.
Yeah.
Because he works for him, you know, mm-hmm. It's like, I'm making you money, we're making money together.
Gotcha.
Whatever. So yeah, a hostile takeover is the thing that they're planning, which is, this has actually happened before for Six Flags, the like theme park company.
Please.
Dan Snyder, the owner of the Washington Commanders, who has no theme park experience, right? Mm-hmm. He's just some billionaire who had like a communications company.
Yeah.
I guess got like bored one day or something, and he bought out like a shit ton of shares for Six Flags and is like, management isn't doing good, I will do better. Convinced everyone to just make him CEO, and he hostily took over Six Flags. Then he ran it into the ground and they went bankrupt in 2010. They had to come
oh my
back
God.
That. So he doesn't work for Six Flags anymore, but
it's real life success. Basically,
literally, I mentioned Succession a lot on my podcast.
Yeah,
let's start there.
Six Flags Session.
Six Session.
Six.
Sorry. Anyone
had to get it off the mind.
But yeah, so this has happened before, and yeah, it's really just like when a company is public, there are shares in it that a bunch of people can own.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a bunch of those shares, then you control the company.
Right.
It's not that A to B, but yeah, that's what's happening. Yeah. So in this episode, they're doing all of the math of like, we're going to buy these people out at like 130 a share instead of 100 or whatever. And like literally navigating all of that and like, yeah, doing the math and the workings of like who's going to be the CEO.
Yep.
Is this bank going to invest? Is this going to happen? Blah, 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 blah.
Knowing all of the like meticulous planning that goes into this takeover makes the following season just that much more painful.
Yeah.
But we won't. I don't want to jump ahead. But
yes,
it just
please.
Knowing it, this is why knowing the business makes it a better show. Because I'm like, oh, that makes it just even more tragic than it already seems.
Like, oh Christ, every waking hour they spend is like working on this in some capacity.
Yeah.
Which is, I know I shit on business people a lot because it's like, what do you people do all day? But this, it's like, oh my God, they actually have a lot to be doing all day. Like, there's a lot of moving parts here.
Yeah. So they're just planning that.
They're doing the math, they're doing whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not really said all that. Like, they don't spend a lot of time harping on it on the show for good reason because it's boring.
Yeah.
But they are doing a lot of intense work that makes it sound not as intense when they're just like talking about their dicks and whatever.
Yeah. So what was with the, on that, what's with the Canadian guys that Kendall brings up in the episode with Frank?
It seems like they own a bank or something that's a major, major investor or owns a major part of the shares.
Okay.
And they will not agree to, like, sell their shares to Sandy and Stewie's interests if Kendall is the CEO.
Okay.
They know him, they don't trust him, and they're a big piece of this puzzle.
Mm.
That's what I understand.
Okay.
Again, like, I'm a little fuzzy on it just because it's like,
yeah.
But
I think the point of that scene is that he, like, is talking Frank through this because he kind of needs to.
Oh yeah, that's a huge L on Kendall's part because Frank does not know any of this.
Yes.
He's a personal advisor to Kendall, but Kendall is not supposed to tell anybody that they're doing this hostile takeover.
And because he tells Frank, they have to push it up a week to Shiv's actual wedding weekend.
Yep.
That's the end of the episode, but it's,
well, that's how Kendall just fucks himself over making all these bad moves because he trusts Frank and he thinks Frank isn't going to tell anybody and he thinks he was vague enough with Frank.
Yeah.
But it's like, it was not vague at all. He's like, say, for the sake of argument, a private equity fund wanted to take over a major media corporation.
Yeah. So funny.
Who are we talking about here, Kendall? I don't know.
To be fair, I trust Frank, too. I wouldn't feel like Frank would turn around, but I guess
Yeah, he's like, no, this guy used to give me flying lessons. And it's kind of devastating for Kendall to have to learn over and over again that nobody's actually looking out for him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, never mind. I was going to jump ahead. Anyway, they're at the wedding.
And it's like the night before, like the rehearsal dinner or something.
Yeah. Tom, I guess, Jesus, I don't know what to say about this. But besides the fact that Tom and Nate and Shiv thing kind of like all comes together, where Tom starts to notice the, you know, the little hand on the back touch. Placement.
Can we talk about a light back touch?
A light back touch.
Oh my God.
Said everything.
There was this guy, when I was working at Clark's, it was this 24-hour diner off Belmont. And there was this new guy. It was my last day there. And it was like his first day. And he was ugly. Mm-hmm. Like, he was mean. He was just like atrocious to be around. And also just like not easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
But he passed me and he gave me like a light back touch because he just like had to go somewhere. And I swear to God, I folded like laundry. And I was not at the, like, I have a boyfriend now, which is really humiliating. But at the time, I was a lesbian. I love my boyfriend. I'm not humiliated to have him, but it's like...
You were a closeted heterosexual.
I was a closeted heterosexual at the time. I didn't realize. I was a lesbian for 25 years without a boyfriend. Let's talk about it. And I love him so much. He's great. But yeah, I folded like laundry when I got that light back touch. So Shiv getting it from someone that she's getting her cookies from.
Girl. Yeah. At her getting own her cookies from. Yeah. It's devastating, honestly. And there's a great moment where Tom is actually meets Nate and they talk as Shiv is talking to Tabitha.
And Shiv and Tabitha are talking about literally nothing.
No, yeah.
And then Nate is like, hey, haha, best man won. And Tom's like, who are you again?
Yeah.
And Nate's like, oh, well, I'm Shiv's ex.
Yeah.
And then Tom chooses to like let Shiv reveal the information to him and she never does.
Yeah. Yeah.
She is steadfast in saying he's a colleague, nothing's ever happened, blah blah blah.
I love that interaction and sort of it's between Tim and Shav. Between Tom and Shiv, because she is such a bad liar, but she's kind of like using his words to like get through it, because he asked a thing. He was like, is this real? And when she kind of is confronted about the cheating thing, she goes, this is real. And that kind of like, it's just such a great play on words, because I'm like, yeah, the cheating thing is real, but she's trying to be like, this is real. And
yeah,
I don't know, I just think it's like such a well-written interaction, because they're so, she's being so dishonest but so trying to.
And every single Tom and Shiv scene in this episode is so beautifully shot, and they just like look like statues.
Yeah,
they're just like
cold, like nothing.
I didn't even like, that's not even what I intended to say, but it's like, yeah,
it's a cold relationship.
There is just no warmth.
No, because she's every time she's like, yeah, I want to do this wedding, yes,
yeah,
and it's like clearly she is no.
I need to talk about what Shiv is up to this episode, and then I need to objectify her for a second, okay. Which I know is like...
Go for it. Go
well,
for
Shiv's it. Whole end game this episode is after the disaster of last episode, where Senator Eavis kind of like made a fool of himself, I guess, kind of on ATN. She needs some really big dirt on Logan Roy to give to Senator Eavis so that way he can like further his campaign. Mm-hmm. She knows that Tom is sitting on some sort of cruises thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the so cruises she thing. Spends the whole episode being like, I think you should tell me about the cruises thing like before we get married so we can be fully honest. And then he does. He does. And I was like, Tommy boy, no.
Which he's just kind of doing that to stay with Shiv. Like, he thinks it'll like build trust between them. And it involves fucking over Logan in the process.
She all but said, I'm going to use this information and go public with it.
Yeah.
Like, it just baffles me that he was like, yep, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
I trust her. The dress she was wearing the entire episode. My God.
Yeah. What? Get into it.
Lesbians. Let's have a conversation.
It's in all the fan edits of her in this episode. It's the most shared around episode on the internet, I would say.
She looks fucking great.
She does look amazing. She does look amazing.
I had to put my hair up to talk about it. I'm getting a little flush over here.
I will say, I was more into her running fit the following morning than her dress.
Okay.
She looked great. It was a great running fit. As was Tom's. I liked his
bisexuals. Let's go.
They looked amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think Tom looked... Sorry.
Let's objectify.
I think he looked the best and sexiest in that scene because I brought it up to Cookie. I was like, this is probably the scariest we'll see Wamsgans this whole show, because it's the one where Greg is like, because, okay, Greg sees Shiv and Nate. Basically,
if Greg's gonna do one thing, it's gonna fucking see something.
Yes, he's gonna see everything that's happening. He sees that and is like, oh, Shiv is definitely having an affair. Mm. And so he brings it up to Tom on his morning run. And it's that is such a great scene, because it's sort of funny, but Tom is very unsettling in it, because he's just like, shut up, Greg, shut up. And then like throws him to the ground and tackles him. And usually that's like a silly Tom and Greg moment, which it kind of is. But I was like,
it's also made into the Tom Greg edits.
Yeah, it's also very gay. Let's make that clear. But it's like Tom is kind of threatening in that. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of denial, and it's sort of just sad to watch.
Yeah.
And I think it's sexy.
Watched him physically overpower Greg.
Ultimately, I think Tom standing his ground there was very. It felt un-Tom, like, not very Tom of him.
Yeah, it felt like he was literally like, Greg is the representation of his consciousness, and like of Tom's consciousness about Shiv, and he's just like choosing to stuff it down. Yeah. Like, there could not be any more physical representation of him just choosing to ignore it.
Right.
You know?
Like, literally shows up in a car at the exact moment Tom's running. It's like, what are the odds?
Yeah, it's so good.
That's a great way of describing Greg, as just like Tom's inner
doubts
and like insecurities.
He just beats it to the ground
and
runs away.
Oh
god, this show is so good.
It is an amazing show. Can we talk about the best fuck off in the show?
It's time moment? To talk it's about time the to best talk fuck about off it. In the show.
You're way better at describing this, so please you
well, take we- We've spent the whole episode of, is Logan going to come? Is Logan not going to come?
Yeah.
He's paid for the wedding, but because of the events of last episode, he's chosen to not go, trying to fuck with Shiv.
Yeah. I'll say kind of an annoying, like, just written in there for the sake of keeping, it's like he could have just gone.
Well, then he games it out with, like, Carolina and Jerry and the other one, whoever.
I know.
What's his name?
Oh, Carl?
No, yeah, Carl. I think.
How could you forget Carl?
I forgot
He's
Carl.
He's one of the best. Anyway.
They're giving it out, and it's like, there's no way to spin this in the media that's a positive. Like, you can't say he's too weak to go. Yeah. You can't say he's mad. You can't say this. He's too busy. So he's like, fuck it. I'm going to go.
It's literally, it's like the writers just being like, well, we don't really have an option here. So just
I guess we got to put
they
him
gave
the
up halfway through on that bit. I guess he has
so
to
So he
go.
Shows up at the wedding, and
in a helicopter.
In a helicopter.
Makes an entrance.
God, so good. He and Marcia step out of the helicopter. They approach Shiv, and Shiv is like, I'm sorry, you guys aren't invited. And then Marcia's like, well, I think the person who paid for the wedding should get a chair. And then Shiv is like, I didn't know you contributed, Marcia. Thank you. So cutty, so good.
So,
I love it.
She has a little smirk at the end of that scene, too.
Oh, yeah,
it's just like iconic Shiv smirk.
Yes. Perfect she won Shiv that interaction.
Scene. Yep, yep.
Anyways, then they're going up the stairs. Logan and Senator Eavis kind of have a blow. You know, they come to blows. I almost said blow for blow, and then I was like, that sounds not right.
The tension between those two, you could cut it with a knife. They wanted to kiss so bad.
Where's that fan edit?
Well, literally, there's like the walk they go on the next day.
Yeah.
And Eavis is like, you want to shake on it? And Logan's like, I don't think either of us want to get dirty. And I was like,
girl.
Like, such a great
after Logan's
line.
Like, slaves built this place.
I
like,
know.
Disgusting. The legacy.
Yeah. You know, like,
Anyways, on the stairs, Eavis walks away, and Shiv, like, sort of confronts Logan and Marcia. Logan goes up to his room, and Shiv is like, hey, I know about cruises. I could do something about it. Logan walks away, and Marcia's like, you are being so fucking spoiled. Mm-hmm. Like, your dad built you a playground, and you think that's the whole world. She's, like, shouting French idioms at her.
Yep.
And this all comes to it. It's getting more and more tense. Shiv is fighting back. Marcia's getting more French until finally she says something in French that goes, fuck off.
Yeah. It's amazing. And does this come before or after Shiv talks to Caroline? And it's like, yeah, I actually got really close to Marcia while during
after.
The illness.
It was because then Caroline comes up and goes, you two seem very close.
Yeah, she was like, that must have been a sweet moment or something.
Like, of course, Caroline comes
so
and just like beat her while
perfect.
She's down. Getting it from all sides of the mother-in-law, your mother. Oh,
yeah.
You just can't catch a break. Not mother-in-law, I'm sorry, stepmother.
Yeah.
Your mother.
It's brutal. It's the best fuck-off, and it's not even Logan.
Yeah.
It's Marcia.
And it's a 1-2 punch. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Yum, yum.
I guess after that, not much else. I guess Kendall shows up. Roman is kind of misreading everything. Roman thinks he's like top dog.
Oh, poor Roman.
And Kendall's like, he was talking to his dad, and then Roman comes over and he's like, what are you guys talking about? And he's like, just how great you're doing or something like that. And Roman's kind of like, serious? Or like kind of thinks he's actually being real.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, it's kind of,
Roman really,
it's kind of sad to watch.
Yeah. He does not understand the signals.
Also, oh my God, how have we not, on speaking of Roman, how have we not talked about his like pitch to marry Tabitha?
Oh, and it's time.
How that vulnerable that moment is, because she's just like, do you really think this is how you keep someone? Oh. And he, yeah, you clearly has no idea.
Yeah, it's established during the conversation that they've like never once had sex.
Yeah.
And they just, I guess they do just like hanging out. Like,
yeah,
it's not a Willa situation, because he's, it seems he's not paying her to be around. Mm-hmm. Like, she's gotten this trip, but she says no to marrying him because she's like, even though she stands to benefit from it, she's just like, why would I do that? Like, I don't need that.
Yeah.
So they have this good relationship. They have chemistry. They just, like, enjoy hanging out. But, like Tabitha says, for her, it's not a normal relationship. And so I guess she's still fucking other guys.
Yeah.
Whatever.
She said, she's like, I've had more sex with the groom than I have with
So good. Yeah. But, yeah, then Roman talks in a way that is decidedly un-Roman, which makes it, to me, seem like he's just sort of repeating what he thinks is right to say.
Yeah.
What if I was prepared to marry you? Like,
yeah, that was one of those things where I was like, a British guy wrote this script, because that seems like such a British line.
Well, that makes me think, like, Roman's seen rom-coms and he's like repeating what he sees on TV.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it read to me, at least. Because sometimes I talk like that, you know, like, I just say a line from a show.
Yeah. And it's like, she kind of has all these follow-up questions for him. Like, why would we do that? And he's like, why not? I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's like, he hasn't really, he just thinks this is the right thing to do right now. And
yeah,
it says a lot that when he's talking about why he likes her so much, he's like, he says something like, you don't want anything from me. You don't want my, like, take. You don't want my, like, you're not trying to use me for anything.
You don't care about my family's trust. You don't care about.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's, this is just the first, like, real relationship that he has in the show. Mm-hmm. And clearly has no idea how to go about it other than, well, let's just get married then.
like that's the next logical step. Yeah. It's only been since bachelor party to wedding. So yeah. I don't know how long that is. Mm-hmm. Maybe a few months.
It sucks that he thinks this is a real relationship and she literally is like, this isn't a real relationship. Like, they have two different ideas of what a real relationship is.
Yeah.
Because he does, yeah. He's not really done this before,
clearly. Romy, my homie.
Oh, my God. I love Caroline's nickname for him. Just calls him Ro. Just R-O.
Yeah.
Just Ro.
Ro.
Yeah, anyway. That's kind of the episode. It's not fully, I guess, near the end, there's the Stewie and Kendall thing. They're really lining up to do it.
Yeah, because Kendall's talked to Frank, now they have to deliver these hostile takeover papers to Logan.
Yep.
When he's at his daughter's wedding in the UK, where he's not around his strategists, he's not around anybody, so they're kind of getting him while he's weak.
Yep.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Oh, then they don't get in the boat.
I was about to say the boat. I don't know how we glossed over the boat scene, which is like the one tender moment this entire show has.
It's so tender.
It's like they all, I think it's beautiful that they end up in a boat, because it's like, I think that was such a deliberate choice, because it's like they all kind of have to work together, not sink the boat. It's just like, I don't know. I think it's a cute moment.
Yeah, and it's the first time.
Roman goes butt first. And
yeah. Kendall says, can I suggest a hug? Which is a hilarious thing to say.
It's a hilarious thing to say.
And then Roman goes butt first into the hug.
Yeah.
That's how I'm going to start hugging. Butt first.
They all start smoking weed.
Oh,
they have
a
good time.
Who among us?
It's a great scene. I really love that scene.
Like, there's it's just so simple and sweet. And
it's so funny that Connor isn't there.
Oh, my God. And then they're all like, oh, shit. Did you invite Connor?
He's like, I told Willa. which also Willa has a great line in this episode where she's like, what do you do? Or they're like, what do you do, Connor? And she's like, he doesn't really do anything.
And he's like, is being on the verge of starting a podcast about Napoleonic history with much interest from investment people, is that nothing, Willa?
Is this nothing? Suck off. Does this mean nothing? Starting
a podcast.
We have started the
podcast. Now I'm on the verge of starting a different podcast. That's something.
We're just doing podcasts left and right here. But that's kind of the episode. I feel like it is just kind of getting to the finale, which is the next episode.
Yeah, this was a good, like, a great bottle episode. Mm-hmm. It's fun to watch all these characters just, like, interact.
Yeah.
And just have shit to say to each other.
Yeah.
Which is the whole show, I guess. But I just mean, like, it's fun in this episode.
They're a lot of great dresses.
Great dresses. They all look hot. Like,
good Jerry moment. We didn't talk about the Jerry moment where when she asks for advice on marriage. She's just like, don't kill him, I guess.
Don't let him die.
Yeah, don't let him die.
What a, like, weird Shiv moment where she seems so confident that this is going to work. She's, like, drinking whiskey, and she, like, looks like, I don't know, like a lioness sitting in that chair. And she's like, Jerry, I could tell anyone about cruises, and you're going to make sure Tom is safe and blah, 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 blah. And it, to me, really does read kind of childish.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it doesn't read like an actual person would deal with this.
Right.
You know, like, you blackmail better.
Yeah,
blackmail better, Shiv.
Blackmail better.
So
that's the episode. Who won? Who lost?
I would say Caroline won.
You know what? She kind of did. She kind of did.
She stayed in everyone's minds. She's on everyone's mouths.
Yeah. Okay. She probably won. I had Kendall too, but for this, I keep giving Kendall dubs when I don't think he fully deserves
them.
You're
begging for Kendall to have some W's.
I just think he, well, here, I just want to prep for a series of L's for
Unbelievable
Kendall.
Unbelievable amount of L's.
This is truly the last episode where he ends on a relatively high note for a long time.
That's true.
And I think it is a high note. I think by the end of it, there's this, like, when they cut, it's such great editing when they're cutting back between Kendall and they're, like, circling his head as he's, like, planning through the takeover.
Yeah.
As Shiv is, like, in the car with Logan, it's just, like, he's really doing well compared to the rest of this family right now. Even if he clearly is dreading it too. Mm-hmm. When it gets moved up, you can tell he's just scared to do it emotionally.
Yeah.
As prepared as they are, it's like, it's not even about the fact that it's taking place during their wedding. It's just like, I don't know if I'm ready to do something like
it
this.
Makes me think back to that McDonald's scene in, like, episode 4 or whatever, like, the night before he's gonna do the vote of no confidence, and he has to just, like, confront his dad's humanity.
Yeah,
like, he's gonna have to go up to his dad at Shiv's wedding and serve him the papers. Like, that's a very emotional thing to do.
It's such a fragile thing that even in the last episode in Prague, when he's talking to Sandy and Roman comes in, it's like Roman is just similar enough to his dad where it's like family, to where he kind of, like, shuts down once Roman's there. To be fair, Roman also brought the fact that he used to put him in a cage, so anyone would shut down in that situation. But I guess I would say he won this episode.
I'm amenable to those terms.
I have some, well, the obvious losers. Tom. I wrote Tom 5 times in the loser. I said Tom. But I would also say, to an extent, Senator Eavis.
Ooh.
Well,
he did end this episode, right, making a deal with Logan, saying, like, I'm going to hold off, you're going to hold off.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did have to, like, compromise on his morals, which I guess he would probably see as a pretty big L.
That's a pretty big L. Also, just being at the wedding with Logan there is horrible for his image.
Yeah.
He starts the episode off on an L with, like, all the ATN situation. They really paint him in a bad light.
Yeah.
Things aren't going well for Senator Eavis, I would say.
And by extension, that would also mean Shiv.
Yes. Well, that's the thing is, I'm like, it is kind of tied between Shiv and Tom for biggest loser, because
before their fucking wedding.
Yeah. Which I thought a certain scene was in this episode where Shiv.
Yep. And I thought the same thing. It's the next episode, apparently.
They go into the room and I'm like, oh my God, it's going to happen. And then it's next episode.
I also had that. Maybe Mandela effect.
Yeah, like, I know. I
thought it was in that scene where she's wearing that dress, and I thought that was the scene.
Me too. I guess they just do it twice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess it is a bit of a tie between Shiv and Tom for me. Shiv is just as. Getting told fuck off by Marcia is pretty rough.
And then just, like, your mom coming in to stuff you down.
The,
like,
night before your wedding.
That's hard to come back from, my friend.
And yeah, Caroline Collingwood took home the dub.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. That's going to do it for this episode, I'll say.
All right, well, do you have anything you want to plug?
Jesus, I had such a good thing to plug, and then I forgot what it was.
Your Twitch?
No, not the Twitch. Oh, God damn
it. Do you have a project coming up? Oh, didn't you, like, post on Instagram that you have a project coming up?
I have a music video that I'm working on, but it's not gonna be. Can I show you a snippet after we're done recording?
I would love to.
I want to get your take on
it.
Damn it, I had such a good thing to plug and I forgot. Anyway, what do you have to plug?
I have a dueling piano show. I always forget
there
to
we
plug
go
that shit. Yeah.
There we go.
CNC dueling pianos on Instagram.
Yeah.
The most clunky fucking title.
Check it out. Check it out.
C underscore and underscore C underscore Dooley underscore.
I know. When you told me what it was, I was like, are you serious? Like, I gotta search all this shit.
I didn't make that Instagram.
Such a terrible username, I'm gonna be honest. I
know. Some people.
But you still had a viral TikTok somehow.
Yeah, I had a viral Instagram reel.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
That's what it was. That's hard. I feel like it's hard to go viral on Instagram reels.
Definitely.
Whatever.
Thanks for listening, and as always,
suck off.
Suck off. It's Roman.